Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on huntingchamberradio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the huntingchamberradio.com app today.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. This is a special episode of Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station, streaming across Hunterdon County and across the nation. We are doing a special Tuesday, 1 to 2 o'clock, Talented People, to feature some of the amazing women that are going to be presenting at the Women's Business Summit 2017, Moving Women Forward in Business, on Tuesday, April 25th, 2017, at our Hawk Point Golf Club in Washington, New Jersey, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you want to sign up to register to come to this event with us, we'd love to have you. You could just go to the 100inchamber.org website and register. Our guest in studio today is Rena Kamens, and she's going to be talking to us about a lot of different things about her professional journey and what she's doing in Hunterdon County, but also about her topic at the Women's Forum called Professional Development and Continuing Education. Right now, it's about 1:05 on Tuesday, March 28th, and I'm going to give you a detailed forecast if you happen to be in the Hunterdon County area this afternoon. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm, high with about 56 degrees. East wind about 7 miles per hour. 90% chance of precipitation, which it is raining now. It's bleh. But April showers bring May flowers, so we're going to hang in there with them. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely before 1 a.m., then a slight chance of showers between 1 and 2, cloudy with a low of 42. Partly sunny on Wednesday with a high, gradually becoming sunny with a high of 60, and then mostly clear with a low around 33 on Wednesday night. We will have our Talented People show, by the way, tomorrow, Wednesday at 3 to 4, so come with us and listen in. Thursday, sunny with a high of 55, and then a chance of rain mainly after 3 a.m. on Thursday night with a low about 37. Rain likely continuing mainly after 9 o'clock a.m. on Friday, cloudy with a high of only about 50 and then a low of about 40. Rain likely again before showers after 9 a.m. on Saturday, and then basically a high of 53 and a low of about 39. So we're going to go to a real quick break right now, and then we're going to get back and listen to our guest again, Rena Kamens, here by bringing us information on the Women's Forum that's coming up. We'll be right back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to this special episode of Talented People. We're in studio here in the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, new offices, and the new radio station studio. Just bringing everybody up to date on a really exciting event that's coming up on April 25th. It's called the Women's Business Summit, and it's going to be held at Hawk Point Golf Club. And we hope you'll sign up online at the 100inchamber.org website. Our guest today, her name is Rena Kamens. And she's been a member of the Women's Business Forum for the past 4 years, and is excited to be the new chair. In addition to being a Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce member for the past 6 years, she oversees education and cultural programming as a vice president of the Board of Trustees at the Flemington Jewish Community Center. She's conducted financial literacy workshops for SAFE and has held several volunteer positions within Girl Scouts. Her educational consulting company, College, Career, and Life, sponsors the Daleks, the robotics team at Hunterdon Central, the Flemington Wrestling Association, the Flemington Falcons cheer team, and the North Hunterdon Boys Soccer team. Rena, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to be back.
It is great to have you here, and it's nice to meet you, actually, because we haven't had that privilege in the past. So, let's hear a little bit. I mean, I can tell by what your bio has here that you do so much for the community. Tell us a little about you and your journey thus far.
So I have been an educational consultant for about 20 years now, since college, actually. I started, oddly enough, kind of by accident. So a lot of people who work in university situations, either admissions or student life, things like that, they tell you that they fell into it. It wasn't something that they planned to do. So I actually started in college. My work study job was in the business school at Brandeis University. And at that time, the business school was only its own entity for about a year or two. And so the woman who was in charge of admissions and student services and financial aid and housing and all of that sort of stuff, she couldn't do it all. And so she gave me a lot of responsibility as a student that, frankly, I probably shouldn't have had as a student. And when I graduated, I thought, oh, I'm going to go to law school like everybody else decides they're going to do. And then I said, you know what? I'm not ready for more school. Here's this thing that I've been doing for 3 years. I like it. I'm really good at it. And so I started working in university admissions after I graduated college. And one thing kind of led to another. I bounced around a little bit from Boston to New York. I worked at different types of universities, all in the admission office, a couple times as director of admission. And after a certain point, about 10 years in, I said, you know what? I want to leave the drama of working for schools behind and keep the good part, which is really just working with the families and helping students figure out what their journey should be.
I could just imagine how rewarding that is. And how long have you been doing that?
So I've been doing it for about 20 years now total. I would say probably an even split at this point. The first 10 years was working for someone else, and the last 10 years I've been working on my own as an independent consultant.
And that's the College Career and Life
company? College Career and Life, exactly.
What's the website address?
It's collegecareerlife.com, all one word.
Good, okay. So tell us about that, like on a typical day in your life.
A typical day. So it varies, right? Colleges want the same thing from every student. And even people that I work with who are applying for jobs or working on resumes, I mean, there are certain basic components that are all the same, right? A resume is a resume and a college application is a college application. And what makes it different and the part of it that I really love is that it's the individuals that are different. So even though every, you know, high school student has to write a college essay, their journey, what they're looking for, what their goals are, where they're starting from is different. And the same thing for the clients that I have who are looking to work on resumes or change their career, their reasons for wanting a career change or their reasons for or, you know, switching positions and things like that are all different. So that really brings in the personal side of it. And that's the piece of it that I like. One of the things that I didn't like working at different institutions is that you're only presenting one option to people. And so now I have the ability to work with people and say, okay, there are thousands of options out there. Let's figure out the one that's going to be best for you.
Okay, so let's put that into a couple of different buckets, I guess, because I like as our listeners out here, which we love you for listening in to Talented People, thanks so much, are probably wondering. Let's start with, okay, so you've got the college, the career, and the life. Mm-hmm. So you have a wide range of age mm-hmm. that you serve. Mm-hmm. And you're right in here, where in Huntington County?
So I'm right in Flemington. My office is 299 South Main Street. I'm in the strip mall next to Cook to Order, so I'm always eating good stuff while I'm working.
Lucky you.
Yeah. So I have a base here in Flemington, but I actually work with people who are all over the country and all over the world, which also makes things really interesting. I spend about 3 weeks every year working in Shanghai with Chinese students who are looking to come to the U.S. for school. And I have students domestically who are in, you know, Washington State and Michigan and all over. So it's helpful for me to get a sense of the different trends that are going on around the world and not just students and families who are coming from Hunterdon County.
So interesting. Okay, I'm really, really interested about this. So real quick before our break, because it's already 1:13, you are going to be hosting the Professional Development and Continuing Education segment at the upcoming Women's Summit.
Correct.
So just give us a real quick 1 minute overview of what that's going to be about.
I want every woman who comes to the summit to have a sense of what the options are that are out there for them to better themselves. They're not all expensive. They're not all hard to attain, but I want them to know what the options are.
Great. We're really looking forward to being a part of that. So again, right now it's already 1:13 in the afternoon. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is a special segment of Talented People. Our guest that you're listening to in studio is Rena Kamens, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about what's going on in the professional development world, and we're going to talk about her company, College, Career, and Life, and we're going to go back to the college students, add in some career, and then talk about the life segment. So stay with us, and we'll be right back. Again, it's Talented People, 1 o'clock, 1:14 already on March 28th. Thanks.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep.
Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. What you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People, special edition today on March 28th already. It's 1:16 in the afternoon. And the reason we're having this actually throughout the month of April on Tuesdays at 1 to 2 is because we're featuring some of the amazing women who are going to be presenting at the 2017 Women's Business Summit. It's the 8th one, and it's by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. It's on Tuesday, April 25th, and it's from like 8 in the morning until 3-ish or so. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you can sign up online at HunterdonChamber.org to register. All right, so our guest is one of the presenters. Her name is Rena Kamens. She's going to be doing the topic on professional development and continuing education. And she has a whole slew of amazing accomplishments that she handles in the Hunterdon County area. Proprietor of the company College, Career, and Life, right on Main Street, South Main Street here in Flemington. So you'll hear more about it as we get into our conversation again. But I did want to talk to you now about how you got involved with the Women's Business Forum of Hunterdon County, if you could tell us that, Rena.
Sure. So when I started with the Chamber, I went to Leeds Exchange meetings on Wednesday mornings, and they were fun and nice, but I wanted a little bit more. And one of the people who kind of got me involved with the Chamber in general is Michelle Heidi. And I looked at her and I always thought, she's always so professional and she always has everything together, and I want to be like her when I grow up. So she is involved, obviously, with the Women's Business Forum. So I started going to a few meetings, and that led to the summit. And I just felt like it was a really good group of women to be involved with. And it was nice to be with a group of women just in general. Having my own business, I don't have the ability to, you know, walk down the hall and ask a colleague a question or bounce ideas off someone. And so being a part of this group and kind of getting together and talking about not only ways to advance all women in the chamber and kind of education in general, but how to help each other was just a really nice opportunity.
So let's just hear a little bit about, so you've been a member of the chamber now for 6 years,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have been a member about 5 years.
Okay.
Let's just put a little thing out there for the chamber. Isn't it just a ridiculous investment in the best people around?
They are.
I mean, I don't understand. I never even, like, being my own business owner, I totally relate to everything you're saying. So I know that when the chamber opportunity came along to, you know, join up with Colleen Kelly, my business partner, and I, it's like immediate return on investment. The people are so awesome. They care about everyone individually, what they do. They're constantly networking. There's a beautiful new building now, and it's like so great to see it's them awesome. Accomplish what they deserve.
Absolutely.
And then, like you say, so you got involved with the Women's Forum through after the Leeds, because you did kind of evolve into being mm-hmm. more and more involved with mm-hmm. the Women's Forum. And so as a group, How often do you all meet? And if someone was out there, how would they go about joining if they wanted to become more involved?
Thank you for asking that question. We would love to have people join and get more involved. So we meet monthly, the second Tuesday, from 12 to 1. And usually they're working meetings. You know, we're talking about planning the summit. We're talking about who would be the best speaker for a lunch and learn, things like that. So it is definitely a working group, but we're also trying to build support for each other and sort of do some things that are a little bit more fun and social so everyone doesn't feel like it's only a working group. We were just actually talking about that today, but we do. We meet regularly. There's a nice momentum there. We think about the things that we individually want for our businesses, but also things that would benefit other women in the county and just women in general. One of the things that I really like about the Women's Business Forum is that there are all different people in there. So, you know, there are people who are business owners like myself. There are people who are, you know, on the support end of things. There are people who work in education, people who work in finance, or, you know, all different things. And on the one hand, you kind of think like, well, how are they going to talk and get things to get done or get on the same page? But it's actually a really nice way for people to bring in different ideas because people just, their day-to-day is very different from someone else's. And so their issues and the ideas that they have are also very different. And we all learn from each other.
I can just imagine. How many people are members of it now?
Oh, that's actually a good question. I would say maybe about a dozen. We actually, a couple weeks ago, had kind of a little bit of a social. We brought some people in to give them a sense of what we do. We had about five or six people who came to hear what we're all about. We had some great snacks, which was always is always a good thing. And so we're hoping that it will grow a little bit over the next year as well.
Can you tell us a little bit about the past summits? And I know that last year's was like standing room only with everyone who was anyone. And it was so enjoyable and learned so much. Tell us about
it. It is. So the summits are always a little bit the same and a little bit different. So the format is always a little bit the same. We have, you know, a keynote speaker and we have breakout sessions. And the breakouts are really where things kind of vary from year to year. We try to gather feedback each year after the summit to say, what do people want? What do people feel like, you know, we should be doing or could be doing differently for the next year? So this year, one of the things that we really tried to focus on with our breakout speaker, people to leave all of the sessions with concrete takeaways of what they can do. You know, a lot of times you go to a seminar or a conference and people talk and it's great, but you kind of walk out and you say, well, how can I incorporate that in my day to day? And so that's one of our goals for this year is to really be able to have people walk out and say, okay, I know what I'm going to go back to the office and do, or I know how I'm going to implement this in my business. I think, you know, past years, this will be my, I think, fourth summit that I'm attending. I've loved all of them. The energy in the room is, I think, really what kind of distinguishes this event from other events in the area. The education focus, but also, like I said, that energy. Going back to my sort of personal journey for a second, I was never the feminist in the room. I was never really all that interested in women's issues and things like that. But being at the forum and sitting in a room full of women and hearing their ideas and hearing them sort of support each other, it's extremely empowering. And I know that that's become kind of an overused term, but there's an energy and it's sort of palpable. And that's the thing that kind of motivates me to say, okay, I need to go and help and I need to be out there for my daughters and sort of other women that are out there.
Tell us a little bit about what's out there, what trends are going on as to women in business. What are the challenges? What's on the, you know, red flag list?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, obviously, is the equal pay issues, right? That women are working really hard and they're not getting the same pay as their male counterparts. And, you know, they're balancing home life a lot of times as well. And so it feels kind of doubly unfair. I think that's the biggest thing. But I think the other thing that I've seen is more, and maybe a little bit like me and my own story that I just shared, I think more women are sort of realizing that they have a little bit more of an obligation to be involved and get involved, or they feel a little bit more like they should be doing something. I know I've thought about it for my own daughters to say, you know, they see me as a businesswoman, but they don't necessarily realize how hard it is to get there, or that for some people, you know, older than me, that wasn't always an option or wasn't something that they can do. And I think this sense of we need to be there for each other and we need to kind of set the tone so that this can change can happen eventually, and sooner than I think the data suggests that it's supposed to.
When does the data suggest?
I have it. I don't actually have it in front of me, but I had it in a blurb that I wrote. I think it's like 2027 or something like that.
Wow.
That's actually, no, that's only 10 years away. So that doesn't seem right. But it was something, it's a ways away. It's farther out than that. And I wish I had it in front of me.
We've made so much progress in such a short period of time that that's exactly kind of incredible. It's like technology. Mm-hmm. An iPad seems so old now. You know what I mean? To me, like it's a couple of years old. Anything seems, that's how women are. I believe that. What about like camaraderie? Can you talk about that? Like,
I think that that's one of the things that I also like about being a part of the Women's Business Forum is that we get along. We don't all know each other. We didn't know each other before we came to the table. We all almost, you know, across the border, all in different industries, all at different kind of levels of our business. But we come together and we get along and we work together and we advance something, right? Which is the Women's Business Forum, or to work on the summit or to work on lunch and learns and things like that. And I actually find it a little bit fascinating, in that I've worked with women before and they don't always get along and they don't always support each other. It's one of the things actually that fascinates me when I'm in Shanghai working, because the group of women there, it's all women, and they never fight, they never bicker, they're always supporting each other, they always work together.
And why is that?
I don't know. I honestly don't, but I just think it's a phenomenon that you don't always see when women are working together in the States. And I don't know why that is, because offline, we all support each other, but somehow when we're in the room together, it gets competitive, but not with the Women's Business Forum. It's really a great group of women working together. And I want to give a shout out to Laura, actually, because I think that she has
Laura Cummins?
Yes, Laura Cummins. I think that she
has... The
best
of breed.
She's awesome, and I think that she has made an amazing change since she's been here.
I agree. I think that she has everyone's true... everything about it, from it's what the business is that they're in, if it's corporate, if it's mm-hmm. not, she gets to the soul of the person and then she's all out for good.
Absolutely.
And that she's a great example really mm-hmm. of what we are looking for. I'm curious, I know we have to go to break in a couple seconds. I always wonder, because you and I are both entrepreneurs, so we're not really in that corporate place. I tend myself to see a little bit more of the competitive, I don't know what it is, kind of like the wall a little bit, when there's an integration of a corporate mm-hmm. Culture to when, on the other hand, and I'm not giving anybody an A+, like, you know, myself or you or anybody on the business side, people who are really sustained by their camaraderie, their friendship, the networking, everything that happens because the business has to be developed. So there's this reason that you have to be out there. On the other hand, sometimes it seems a little bit harder, and I give them a lot of credit because to me, there is a total world to answer to on that side of the fence, and they are doing what they have to do to survive.
Right.
And so to me, my observation of like the Women's Forum is that they can go to this place and be wherever mm-hmm. they are. If they're in a corporate culture, if they've got to play by those, be entrepreneurial a little bit, they're going to get the support that they need, and there's no weapons drawn or anything, you know? And so I mean that in the most positive
Absolutely.
Sense. I see, at least my opinion is that we've all come such a long way on that. And I think that's what Women Forum have done.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? People like, why are they having a women's forum again? And we know we have all these things we have to overcome. And yes, it's like the burden of work and family, mm-hmm. the lower pay, all these issues. But being able to go to a safe place, like you say, and then actually be able to network and knowing everybody's out there good because there's nothing to be competitive about in this place. We're looking out for each other.
Right.
I love it. Can you tell us real quick for another minute or so, a little bit about some of the presenters that they should know about that are going to be there on the 28th, and then we're going to go to our news and weather.
Sure, absolutely. So we have three breakout speakers. I'm going to be one of them, but we also have Mayor Janice Kovach from the town of Clinton, and we have Maria Semple, who's from Prospect Finder, and both of them I've heard speak before. Janice Kovach is an amazing, phenomenal speaker. Maria Semple also is a great speaker. She always has lots of tips to share, helping people sort of expand their network and do it in unique and different ways. So I think all of the breakout speakers at this summit this year are going to be great. And people who come to the summit actually can choose two of them. So there's three options and everyone will get to hear from two of them.
I love Mayor Janice, and she's coming here, I think, next week. And we get to interview everybody along the way in the next series of Tuesdays with talented people, special broadcasting here because we are promoting the 2017 8th Women's Business Summit on Tuesday, the 25th of April. You can register online. And I'm not joking around. We went last year, Colleen, myself, Georgianne Acapinti, and I'm not even sure, Michelle Sikirka was the presenting keynote. And it was at the Ryland Inn, I think. And it, like you say, there was something for everybody, and then there was just more and more of something for everybody. Everybody walked out with, and so I'm really looking forward to going this year. Mariah Media is one of the sponsors there. Our company will be videotaping and asking you all who sign up and come to share with us a little testimonial about why you're there and what you're thinking of it. So register online, 100inchamber.org. We're going to go to the news real quick and the weather. We'll be right back. Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 129. This is Talented People with our guest, Rena Kamens. Her company right here on South Main Street in Flemington is collegecareerandlife.com. Stay with us. Thank you.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
To make America safe again.
President Trump meeting with law enforcement officers from across the nation at the White House. The president said they can always count on the White House having their back.
We will always support, and you people know that better than anybody, you know me, the incredible men and women of law enforcement. I will always have your back 100% like you've always had mine.
The president said he's going to do everything he can to make America safe again. A scary moment at the White House this morning as they had to go into lockdown and clear the North Lawn after reports of a suspicious package. One man is now under arrest after he was overheard by a Secret Service agent bragging about the so-called package. And 7 Japanese high school students and a teacher are dead. An avalanche took place north of Tokyo. All 8 victims were found unresponsive after being buried alive in the snow. USA Radio News.
Hey there, it's Angie Austin. All right, you know I care about my family's health, and I know you do too. Did you know that there's a Harvard study out that shows that 33 states have unsafe levels of harmful toxins in their drinking water? And a report from the Environmental Working Group warned that 218 million Americans are exposed to cancer-causing tap water. So we use the Alexa Pure Pitcher. You can go to waterwithangie.com, waterwithangie.com, or 888-440-8150, 888-440-8150, and you can get this Alexa Pure Pitcher. We use it. The water tastes delicious, and it reduces up to 99.9% of 92 contaminants. You know, the really bad stuff that can, you know, kill you, like lead, chromium-6. Also gets rid of chlorine, pesticides, pharmaceutical drugs, and more. Order yours today, 888-440-8150, 888-440-8150, or waterwithangie.com, and it tastes delicious.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. This is a special episode. I guess you call that, I don't know what you call it. Anyway, we're Talented People. We're usually on Wednesdays at 3 o'clock, 3 to 4. Thanks for making our show number one out there. And we're so happy because we've been asked to host special 1 to 2 o'clock on Tuesdays for the next 4 or 5 weeks until the special 2017 Women's Business Summit by the 100 Chamber on Tuesday, the 25th of April. We have a number of different presenters that are going to be coming into the studio to give us their updates on what they're going to be presenting about at the forum. It's going to be held at Hawk Point Golf Club. My dear friend Rich Cotton, I love him to death. He is, I guess he's like the founder there. They got a lot going on over there. They're adding like 250 new buildings. They're putting like a hospital in. That's amazing. Anyway, this afternoon, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, high about 56. East winds 5 to 7 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 90%. It is raining and kind of dreary out. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely before midnight, then slight chance of showers between midnight and 1 a.m., cloudy with a low of 42. Sunny on Wednesday with a high of 60, and then mostly clear with the low around 33 Wednesday night. Sunny with a high of 55 on Thursday, and then a chance of rain mainly after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low of 37 Thursday night. Rain likely again on mainly after 8 a.m. on Friday, cloudy with a high of only 50, and then rain with a low of 40 on Friday night. Saturday, rain again before 8 a.m., and then a chance of showers after 8, mostly cloudy all day with a high of 53, and then the same with a low about 39 on Saturday night. So that's the forecast. We're going to get back to our conversation here today with our guest. She's another one of the presenters at the Women's Forum Business Summit that's coming up, Rena Kamen, and she has a business right here in Flemington, New Jersey, on Main Street, South Main Street, actually, called CollegeCareerAndLife.com. And she's got a topic that she's presenting, professional development and continuing education, on at the summit. So you can register online. It's April 25th at the 100inchamber.org website. All right. So, Rena, let's go back again. And I'd like to find out from you a little bit about professional development and continuing education. Let's talk about that directly.
Sure.
And,
sure.
And again, if you don't mind, share with everybody a little bit of the services your company offers to people for that.
Absolutely. So there are sort of three parts to the business, the college, the career, and the life. I would say the majority of it is the college side and high school students, but an increasing percentage of it is the career piece of it. And whether it's women who are deciding to go back into the workforce, whether it's men who are changing careers, I've had kind of all of it. And a lot of people, I think, at this point are sort of feeling like they're not as happy as they used to be, and they don't want to, you know, live to work. They want to work to live. And everybody kind of comes out that at that moment in a different point in their life. But I've seen a lot of that in the last few years. And so people are just looking for ways that they can be a little bit more fulfilled professionally. You know, they realize they have to work income, but they want to be a little bit happier. They want to be happier when they're at work, and they want to be happier when they're at home and not feel the stress of work. And so that's a little bit of the kind of personal side of the business side of what I do. In terms of the presentation at the summit, what I really want to talk to the women about is all of the different options that are out there. So I think people sometimes, when they think about maybe lunch and learns, or they think about professional development, they think of kind of old-fashioned brown bag lunch and learns. You know, they work in a corporate environment, and you know, once a month or once every couple months, a speaker comes in and talks to them, so they get to give up their lunch hour to hear about that. And it's changed a lot. There are a lot of different ways that people can get involved professionally, and even just coming to the summit is a form of professional.
Sure.
Part of right. So
yeah.
Part of what I want to do is have them kind of understand that it's not what they thought it was, right? It's not their father's Oldsmobile. There are different ways for them to get involved. There are different ways for them to advance themselves. I know that there are a lot of women who've also kind of come to me and asked for advice about going back to school, finishing a degree, or maybe starting a degree that they weren't able to start when they were younger, and it feels really overwhelming to them. It costs a lot of money. It's time away from their family. It's time away from, you know, a job that they might have now. And so really getting them to understand there are a lot of options out there. It's not a one size fits all, that there's only one path to going back to school if that's what they want to do, but really kind of letting them see what the different choices are. And also the other thing that I want them to see is how to evaluate the choices, right? So I might throw at them a bunch of options and say, you know, here's 50 different ways you can talk about you being able to figure out the way that's going to be best for you and your family.
Can you share with us an example of maybe a success story, someone that came to you as a woman? And also two parts. One is, do you consult with the businesses on the side of the family balance, or do you mostly work just with the individuals?
I work mostly with the individuals, and what that sort of balance looks like is very, very different. Because for some people, you know, they come in and they say, I want there to be a balance. I want there to be a 50-50 balance. And some people come in and say, I realize that there's no such thing as that balance. And so I want it to kind of, I just want to be happier. I want to have more time for X, or want to have more time for Y. I'm trying to think about a specific success story, actually, because I think that idea of balance is what makes it harder for me to sort of say, like, here's been an absolute success in it. And in part, I'm thinking of one woman.
Well, it's interesting that you say that someone who says the balance doesn't make sense, that sounds like a success story to
right.
me. It seems like you said, the first thing about professional development is to go to the event. So that's professional development. So
right.
if someone can understand the balance is not going to be exactly what you might think you're looking at, then that would seem like an accomplishment.
Right.
But go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So no, and that's actually kind of reinforces the point of what I was just going to say, is that the most recent women that I'm thinking about, you know, one of them sort of realized that she wasn't ready to kind of leave the position. You know, she wanted to look for something different. She wanted to maybe venture a little bit further away from home and give her kids a little bit more responsibility to do things. And as we started looking at options and sort of matching her skill set to what was out there and, you know, salary ranges and all that sort of stuff, she kind of got to a point where she said, you know, I'm not ready to do it. I don't think it makes sense for me to do it at this time. So it wasn't a success in terms of placing her somewhere, but it was certainly a success for her to sort of look back and say, this is what's more important to me right now. I'd rather have that time with my, you know, kids while I can than try to help them be a little bit more independent at this point. And another person that I'm thinking
Go ahead. I was only going to say, it seems like, I want to say as an example, like when someone goes to the doctors and even if they find out they don't have a temperature and they're not sick, just going to the doctors made them feel better, you know? So I can see people coming into you and being like, I don't know what I'm doing and I'm not doing it right. And then for you as a professional to be mm-hmm. able to give them kind of an overview of what you see, because that's what your expertise is,
right?
Then they are able to start to put the pieces together with your services.
Right, exactly.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, no, and I'm thinking of one other person in particular too, where she had very specific ideas in mind. You know, I've worked so hard and I've kind of moved up the ladder steadily. And so the next thing should be this, you know, big prize at the top. And the problem was that the big prize that she wanted came with more hours than she felt like she could give and further travel than she really wanted to have. And so it was a difficult decision for her, but ultimately she sort of realized like, okay, the ladder doesn't have to go completely straight up and it doesn't have to go in only one direction. And she ended up sort of making a lateral move to something that she still was able to do all of the things that she had done before, all of the good parts of her job that she likes, but it also gave her a little bit more flex, do some other things that she liked and do things that would help her have a larger role in her community as well, which is something that she felt like had been lacking and something certainly she wouldn't have been able to done if she had kind of kept going straight up to the top.
So when you're talking with these ladies and men,
mm-hmm.
women and men, do you try to help place them and pitch them to companies, or do you just work on them being able to say, speak up for themselves,
right.
ask for a raise?
Right.
Like, you know, those are things people need help with.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Especially when they're tortured by these certain factors.
And, right.
You know, I can just picture it.
Yes. Uh-huh. And actually the biggest thing I think for some of them is the age and technology piece of it. So a lot of people come in and they haven't done a resume in 20 years
right.
or some of them longer. And so part of it is helping them figure out how to put their best self out there on paper, on LinkedIn, whether it's on social media or not. Many people will come to me and say, you know, I want the resume help, obviously, but I also need, I don't know how to do LinkedIn. I don't know how to do any of that stuff. I need you to do that in addition to helping me with the resume, in addition to helping me find positions and that kind of thing. But a big part of it is helping them kind of work on themselves a little bit as well. Not that there's anything wrong or that needs to be fixed, but just getting them to realize these are the things that are most important to me. You know, very similar to kind of the college search that I do with the high school students and helping them identify what are the most important criteria. You know, for some people, size is important. For some people, they don't care about size. And the same thing with the professionals. It's really at the end of the day, what do you want more of? You know, do you want more time with your family? Do you want more time to find a family or to find a partner? Do you want more time to get involved in the community? Do you want a different balance of responsibilities in your position so you're doing more of the things that you actually really, really like to do? And a lot of people never take the time to step back and sort of think about those things. And ask those questions, a lot of times it's a really kind of an aha moment for people because they think, you know what, no one's ever asked me that before. I've never thought about that before. And if I'm going to make this change, I should be thinking about those things. And that's kind of the perspective that I'm trying to get them to look through.
Do you pretty much have like a 50-50 between the students and the professional development?
I'd say it's probably maybe 60-40, 60% working with college students, high school students. Mm-hmm. And even that has actually evolved a lot where it used to be traditionally just high school students going on to college. And now it's more college students going on to grad school and also students who are at school and are unhappy for some reason. This year in particular, this winter, between fall semester and spring semester, I had three different students reach out to me who I'd never worked with before, who were unhappy in their situation. And one student, two of them were actually local students, One of them is a student from Westchester in New York. And her mom actually said to me, they were driving to the airport. She was headed back to school. And the daughter turned to her mom and said, I can't get on the plane. I don't want to go back. And so all of this, you know, I think sort of links together the students and the pressure that we put on students, but also adults as well. You know, as I said before, people kind of moving from that mindset of, you know, living to work versus working to live, that people are really, I think, starting to step back and say, I want to be happy. You know, if everybody's living longer, I want to be happy while, you know, I'm here and do the things that make me happy. And so I've seen it both on the college side and the professional side.
Do you see the corporations becoming more flexible to try to keep the engagement and keep up with the fact that there is, I mean, are they resistant to it or are they coming along?
I see it a little bit of both. I mean, I think that the corporations are doing a better job to a certain extent, in part because they realize they have to. So I think whether it's, you know, working from home or flexible hours or, you know, different adjustments that they're making, I think that they are making progress. But I also think that within individuals, there's still a little bit of resistance to kind of ask for the things that they want.
Right.
Or, you know, I mean, even my own husband, I'll pick on him for a second. He took a sick day a couple weeks ago, and he never, I mean, 17 years of marriage, he'll never, ever take a sick day. You know, and it's just that idea of like, well, I have to be there. I have to go. What's going to happen if, you know, if I'm not there? And I think people, especially with the economy not always being so stable, people are just afraid. You know, they're afraid to give their boss any reason to not choose them for something or to, you know, do something negative. So I think the companies are starting to make progress, but I think individuals need to make a little bit more progress as well and kind of advocate for their.
Right. Right. Be confident if you're good enough that you got to be able to let them know.
Absolutely.
It, right?
Absolutely.
I think this is fascinating. I love talented people. I love having the show. It's so much fun to have a new show on Tuesdays for about 5 weeks just to meet people like Rena Kamen. She's going to be one of the speakers at the upcoming 2017 8th Women's Business Summit on Tuesday, April 25th at the Hawk Point Golf Club between 8 and like 3 in the afternoon or so. Is it
yeah, I think it ends officially at 2, but we like people to know that they can stay and kind of network and mingle after if they want to as well.
Right, and it's going to be so great. So I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. It's already 1:46. I just want you to know I love it. When you came here, you know, you started talking about how everybody's different. You learn about everybody and your clients and all have different needs. For me, and I guess my business partner, Colleen, when we have a guest on Talented People, we get to, you know, listen like our listeners are, which we appreciate so much, to your work and mm-hmm. what you get to do during the day. It's fascinating. So thank you for being here.
And thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. So we're going to go to a quick couple breaks, commercial breaks here on 100 Chamber Radio. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening in.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, we're back here on Talented People's special series of topics throughout the month of April up until the 25th, where that the 2017 8th Women's Business Summit is going to be held at Hawk Point Golf Club over in Washington, New Jersey, provided by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. So our guest today in studio has been talking about her business, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about it right now. So again, let's go back to our conversation, Rena.
Sure. So you you asked me how people can get in touch with me, so I'm just going to sort of share my email. It's Rena@collegecareerlife.com. So Rena, R-E-E-N-A, at collegecareerlife.com. And the reason that I'm doing this, I actually hate to promote myself. And this is something that I think is important for women. So you said, you know, what tips should we give to women? And I think it's important for everyone to kind of have their elevator pitch, be able to advocate for themselves. I'm the kind of person where I would much rather help other people or talk about other people or promote other people than talk about myself. And it's just wherever that comes from, that's a different conversation for a show for another time. But I think a lot of women are in that position. And so if I had to give sort of one, the most important tip, it would probably be that, right? Is to figure out what you want to share with people and to figure out the words to share it with them so that you can get more comfortable to put that out there. And the other thing that I would say is just to kind of remember that we can't do it all. And that's not sort of an anti-woman or, you know, a negative thing. But I think for myself and for a lot of other women that I've worked with and that I've just seen in the community and helped in the community, being able to ask for help is really the biggest thing that can advance you. We can't handle everything. And whether it's asking a friend to, you know, pick up a bottle of soda on their way home, or it's somebody asking for a networking connection, whatever it is, sometimes that ask is the thing that really sort of transforms your life. And I know from personal experience that stressing about that ask and worrying about that ask and how it's going to go wrong, what might happen, is far worse than just picking up the phone and calling and saying, hey, would you mind doing this for me? Or texting, and would you mind doing this for me? So those are, I think, my two biggest tips. You know, learn to advocate for yourself, and at this, learn to delegate the things that will make your life a little bit easier if somebody else can do them for you, and then move yourself forward.
Yeah, I can comment to that. Both of those, my thoughts are the same. If you think that if you can't do it all, that you are wrong or unsuccessful, that's something you got to get over. Because if you can get over the fact and know that you just can't do it all, it's
absolutely
okay. Give yourself a pat on the back for it. I mean, you admit you can't do it all, and then that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can just see what you're talking about. Yeah. I know the stress of being like overwhelmed by, oh my God, I have to do it all. And it's just not true. Mm-hmm. And then also what you say about asking for help. Mm-hmm. And like you said, if it's for the networking connection or whatever, I always find, like you said, you started off by saying you would much rather help people than help yourself. I think most people, at least especially in the networks that you join, that you're looking for the camaraderie of the people, right, and why you're there, if you identify those groups, you're going to find the same kind of people. And they're happy to help. And mm-hmm. it's like where they want you to ask,
right,
for help. And I swear, it is such a small world. I
yes.
cannot believe it. And like social media, like you say, the degrees of separation are so ridiculously close.
Yes.
Oh my God. I laugh. I'm like, I just can't believe every time I start talking to someone within 5 minutes, I find out that they're sisters, like my
right.
husband's best friend or whatever. And so I agree with you on that. And it's a luxury to be able not to take advantage in a bad way, but to be able to know that these abilities and technologies, and let me give you a story about something funny. All right, so my business partner is big on LinkedIn, right? And basically, we were trying to help an account out. You know, we're not like retail store opener people, but basically, our client is young entrepreneurs, and they have an amazing game. And basically, she was just playing around. And so she reached out to, because she looked up the name of the company that she was targeting. She looked up the position of a buyer. She just sent an email to him real quick, you know, just saying, hi, I'd just like to tell you that we're representing this game company, and, you know, would you be interested in it? This is a true story. Within about an hour and a half, she'd gotten a response back from one of the buyers saying, no, this is the buyer for that type of game. And within 24 hours, they wanted to order 30,000 games.
Oh my gosh.
And honestly, it was the fulfillment of it that couldn't happen. So they ended up buying in 10,000 unit increments just over just reaching out on LinkedIn.
That's amazing.
That's what it's for.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, you talk about, like, if you're looking for a job, like you say, if you're coaching them. I mean, I'm totally fascinated by it. I
do get to talk to people all the time. So I love when I get to talk to somebody that kind of incorporates a lot of the other people that have been in here
on the
radio over the years and so on. So it's already 1:54. We only have about 3 minutes left. I was just going to ask for a little bit of a recap again. If you could just tell them a little bit more about the past summits and the one coming up and where to register, that would be helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, the Women's Business Summit 2017, this is our eighth one. It's going to be at Hawk Point Golf Club, and people can register at 100inchamber.org if they want to come. And we're going to have amazing speakers. Our keynote is going to be Kathleen McQuiggan. She's a managing director of PAX Elevate Global Women's Index Fund, and she has done great presentations in the past, and she's working on a great one for us. I've seen some of the slides for it already, and I'm very, very excited. Donna Simon, the Honorable Donna Simon, is also going to be with us as well. And then the three breakout speakers I mentioned before, myself, Maria Semple, and Mayor Janice Kovach. And we hope everyone can join us. Or if they can't join us on that day, but they want to come to a lunch and learn that the Women's Business Forum supports, or they want to come to a future meeting, we meet the second Tuesday of every month at noon at the Chamber office. And we'd love to.
Great. I think I'm going to get a little more involved, actually. I just want to let you all know again, this is Rena Kamens, and she is going to be presenting at that summit. We are going to have special, we're going to be on the air here doing Talented People shows on Tuesday from 1 to 2 throughout the next month up until the event on April 25th. So you can pretty much learn from all of the speakers and presenters. I also want to let you know again that Rena's company here in South Main Street, Flemington, is called College Career and Life. com. You can visit her for information on her services. And I just wanted to thank everybody for listening out there and just remind you that they do replay these archive links. We're going to be sharing them on social media. If you happen to have heard something in this conversation that you'd like to share, please watch us on Facebook. Sign up at 100in County Women. We've got you can find us anywhere on the internet. Also with 100in Chamber themselves, and you can find out more about the different shows that are going to be coming up for talented people from 1 to 2. Throughout the month. It's 1:56. It's the end of the show, and I hope you'll listen in tomorrow on Talented People. I'll have Bart Jackson, my co-host, from 3 to 4. So again, Rena, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much.
It's great to meet you and to learn all about your business, and we hope you're going to sign up to come to the Women's Forum with us on the website, 100inchamber.org. It's Talented People signing off. Hope you have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the 100in Medical Center. 100in Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. 100in Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call 100in Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I will work night and day to make America safe again.
President Trump meeting with law enforcement officers from across the nation at the White House. The president said they can always count on the White House having their back.
We will always support, and you people know that better than anybody, you know me, the incredible men and women of law enforcement. I will always have your back 100% like you've always had mine.
The president said he's going to do everything he can to make America safe again. A scary moment at the White House this morning as they had to go into lockdown and clear the North Lawn after reports of a suspicious package. One man is now under arrest after he was overheard by a Secret Service agent bragging about the so-called package. And 7 Japanese high school students and a teacher are dead. An avalanche took place north of Tokyo. All 8 victims were found unresponsive after being buried alive in the snow. USA Radio News.
For years, Ovation Cell Therapy has been repairing dry, damaged, flat, lifeless hair. I use Ovation and love it. What are you waiting for? The unique breakthrough cell therapy treatment uses amino acids, key nutrients, and vital proteins to nourish the scalp and treat the hair from root to end. You won't find a treatment like cell therapy in any other hair care line, and it's guaranteed. Whether you have wavy hair, tight curls, flat hair, damaged hair, Ovation has a cell therapy system just right for you. Get your healthy hair back.
Now is the perfect time at OvationHair.com.
It's the perfect time to try Ovation Cell Therapy because Ovation is celebrating its 10-year anniversary and they're offering you 15% off everything. But the party ends this week. Go to OvationHair.com and new customers should select USA News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. Be quick. 15% off ends this week. A new study is showing Americans having trouble passing drug tests to get jobs. Here's Chris Barnes.
More Americans are failing job application drug tests these days. According to diagnostic screenings firm Quest Diagnostics, the number of people who failed a drug test is at its highest level in over a decade. More than 9% of potential employees testing positive for at least one drug. I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. Representative to the United Nations Nikki Haley is saying it's time for a change in the Security Council when it comes to their hostility toward Israel.
That's the peace and security, but you're not going to take our number one Democrat.